Last week, I participated in the Prowly annual virtual event, which consisted of 5 sessions over 5 days with 12 speakers. This is how you do a virtual event. It didn't require people to sit at their computers all day for an entire week. Each session was only 30 minutes long, so it was easy for people to schedule into their days. And the content was excellent, if I do say so myself. You can access the replay even if you didn't register for it and attend last week. I'll link to it in the show notes for you. You'll hear from Jennifer Burson and Jennifer Moxley about media relations, Maria Bingston and Ari McDaniel about next-gen tools and skills, Monica Earle and James Hayward Brown about data-driven storytelling, and Stephen Baker and Mark Mohammadpour about navigating difficult situations. Raina Lazarova and I discuss measurement, the use of AI in measuring your effectiveness, and what the future holds for PR measurement, which is exactly what I want to discuss on this week's SpinSucks podcast episode. You still will want to watch the session in replay, particularly because Raina had some really great points, but this episode will give you more detail, more tips, more tools, and more things to mull over.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. Let's talk about measurement, shall we? This is a topic near and dear to my heart. It's one of those things I've spent the entirety of my business working on and evolving as data and tools got more sophisticated and more affordable. I've personally worked on it with clients to help them understand how our work contributes to their organization's success and increases their reputation and trust, which are far more challenging to measure than clicks and links. I always say it's the bane of our existence. You know if you have great PR and you know if you have bad PR, but you don't know how to measure it. Because of that, and because I hate having the whole "what have you done for me lately" conversation with business leaders, I continue to find new ways to prove our worth, not just for my team and me, but for the industry. To that end, the first question we got at the Prowly session was, what is the number one challenge the industry faces when measuring results? There are many challenges, but the top one is that much of our work is nearly impossible to measure toward the results that executives care about. This is because much of what we measure is outputs versus outcomes. We look at media and sentiment and the number of stories placed, media impressions and advertising equivalencies, social media followers and the number of blog posts written. There are lots of other challenges too. Linking PR outcomes directly to sales or other key goals is not exactly easy. Unlike digital marketing, where clicks and conversions can be tracked precisely, the effects of PR such as brand awareness, reputation enhancement, and audience engagement are harder to quantify and directly tied to business goals. The PR industry lacks universal metrics or standards for measuring success. For example, several years ago, AMEC banned advertising equivalencies in Europe, but PR vendors in the US still provided us a metric in the reporting given to PR pros. This diversity in measurement approaches makes it challenging to compare results across campaigns or to benchmark against industry standards effectively. PR results often include qualitative outcomes such as audience sentiment and brand reputation and brand awareness. These outcomes are valuable, but harder to measure and quantify than qualitative metrics like click-through rates and qualified leads. And the lines between marketing and PR continue to become even more blurred, and they often intersect, so it makes it challenging to isolate the effectiveness of PR efforts alone. This integration makes it even more hard, right? Even more challenging. With all of these challenges, it's no wonder many communicators claim they won't measure their work or simply shy away from having the conversation. But what if I give you one simple thing to do? What if, when you measured your efforts, you shifted your mindset from outputs to outcomes? Meaning, bear with me, instead of focusing on an increase in social media followers and the number of stories placed, focus on what those things result in. For instance, I really love how Coverage Impact will take your media placements and overlay results such as stock price increase, qualified leads generated, or new sales. Lots of other options in there as well. You upload a CSV file of all of the stories you've placed and then give it the data from one of the business outcomes, and it will pump out a graph that shows the correlation between your efforts and an increase in the business outcomes. Suddenly, you're less worried about how many stories you've placed and more focused on what matters, the outcomes of those efforts. I promise you, if you show there was a spike in media coverage in August and a spike in new customers during that month, an executive will tell everyone who will listen about how their PR team is contributing to the success of the business. In just a minute, I'll be back to discuss the use of AI in measuring your effectiveness and what the future holds for your PR measurement efforts. I'll be right back. There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack. And the second is the PESO Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PESO model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrack.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrack.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts, the PESO Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESO Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show. Welcome back. We've discussed what measurement in PR looks like and how we can measure what executives care about. Now, I'd like to discuss the use of AI in measuring your effectiveness and the future of PR measurement. The next question we could discuss during the Parley session was, how can we use AI to measure the effectiveness of PR? I know there's a lot of hubbub about AI and it replacing us. After all, there is some research that shows AI will replace 7.5% of agency jobs by 2030. But when you think about it, that's a pretty small number, especially when you compare it to the percentage of people concerned about being deemed unnecessary. And it's even smaller when it's considering that it includes all agencies, marketing, advertising, social, digital, and more. I'm willing to bet it's less than 1% for communicators. Do I think it's going to replace some jobs? For sure. But it won't replace the people, because unless you stick your head in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist, your work will evolve as you use it more and more. Now, instead of interns learning how to write in their first job, they'll learn how to edit what the AI pumps out. They'll use their research skills, learn how to properly attribute what they find, and figure out how to tell a story based on the draft the AI gives them. If anything, their careers will excel even faster because they're going to skip an entire step that the rest of us had to go through. So with that out of the way, and you don't have to worry about it taking your job, let's talk about how you can use AI to measure the work you do, and while you do that, build trust with your stakeholders. Let me give you a real-world example. This is going to be a long way to get to results, but I promise I'll get there. A client has a pin on Pinterest that continues to perform extraordinarily well without any promotion. It just sits on Pinterest and sends all sorts of qualified traffic to their website. Every month, when we go through results together, the marketing director says, "Ugh, and here's that pin again, driving most of our qualified social media referral traffic." We had no idea why this was happening or why it outperformed every other social network by a long shot. So we asked AI. It provided some insights we hadn't even considered. Some incredibly simple things like color contrast in the photos, while other things were more complicated, such as offering links to buy the product showcase. But the gist was that the photo that continues outperforming all others is relatable. It's kind of like Taylor Swift and why she's done so well. She's relatable. That isn't technically measurable, but now that we know how to replicate its success, we can effectively drive more qualified leads from the other social media platforms, which is measurable. From here, we like to download Google Analytics 4 reports into a CSV file and then upload them into an AI chatbot, so ChatGPT, Gemini, or Copilot. And then we prompt it to provide some answers such as, please review these two reports. So we might do 1 month versus the other, or 1 quarter versus another, or 1 year versus another. So please review these two reports and provide an analysis. Please provide trend data from these two reports. Please analyze these two reports for a return on investment. Please provide areas for improvement. Please analyze these two reports and provide pain points our website visitors might have. Please provide web pages where we can improve messaging or calls to action. And I just realized we always use the word please with a robot. That's funny. Then, when we have analysis we want to share, we can ask the AI to provide a visual representation of the findings. This all takes about as long as it took me to tell you about it. You still want to ensure the findings are accurate and you're not claiming something untrue, but analyzing it all takes significantly less time when you have robots helping you. And then the last question Raina and I covered during the Prolly session was, what does the future of measurement hold? I personally am excited about the future because the data we have at our fingertips continues to become even more sophisticated. While much of what we do currently is qualitative instead of quantitative, that's going to change, which is what we need and is great. So be excited about that. I also predict that we'll soon be able to correlate brand awareness with sales by asking our AI intern to pull and analyze the data for us. We're not quite there yet, but it's coming. And yes, we will have AI interns. I already have one named Jessica Roberts. It named itself Jessica Roberts. But we will have one or two or 10, and that's exciting. And they will do all of our measurement bidding for us. That's exciting, right? You're excited about that. I'm excited about that. Let's be excited about that. Be ready for it. It's coming, and it will be here before you know it. Before I go, I would love it if you would leave a review, especially if you like what you've heard. And if you'd like to learn more about PR measurement and you haven't yet taken the free Fundamentals of Media Measurement taught by me and hosted by Muckrack, definitely check it out. You can find it at mrack.co/spinsucks. That's mrack.co/spinsucks. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.